21 Shares lists the first U.S. Polkadot ETF on NASDAQ with built-in staking, and a supply cap lands 2 days later. The first U.S. spot Polkadot ETF started trading on NASDAQ on March 7, 2026, under the ticker TDOT. 21 Shares, the Swiss-American asset manager behind 50-plus crypto exchange-traded products globally, issued the fund with $11 million in seed capital and a 0.30% annual management fee. The fund holds actual DOT tokens, not derivatives, and stakes a portion of them to generate network rewards for shareholders. 5 days after the ETF launched, Polkadot is implementing a hard supply cap of 2.1 billion DOT tokens and cutting annual emissions by 53.6%. The timing is deliberate. Institutional investors now have a regulated vehicle to hold DOT right as its inflation model shifts from open-ended to scarce. $11 million, 0.30%, and a staking kicker TDOT is structured as a physically backed trust, meaning 21 Shares buys and holds DOT directly rather than tracking it through futures or swaps. Coinbase custody secures the underlying tokens. The 0.30% fee undercuts the average crypto ETF expense ratio, and the staking component is the real differentiator. The trust commits a portion of its holdings to Polkadot validators, earning protocol rewards that accrue to the fund's net asset value. 21 Shares confirmed in its Globe Newswire press release that the trust currently stakes a portion of its DOT holdings in order to generate additional rewards. For context, Polkadot staking yields currently sit around 14-15% APR before the tokenomics change, though that rate will decline under the new emission schedule. Federico Brocate, 21 Shares' global head of business development, called Polkadot one of the most technically advanced blockchain ecosystems in the world today. Dave Sadaka of the Polkadot Capital Group added that 21 Shares is a leader merging traditional finance and crypto, offering transparency and confidence for investors. The fund is not registered under the Investment Company Act of 1940, which means it does not carry the same regulatory protections as a traditional mutual fund or 40 Act ETF. Shares trade at market price, not net asset value, and are not FDIC insured. The March 12 supply cap changes everything. 2 days after TDOT's debut, Polkadot will execute one of the most aggressive tokenomics overhauls in crypto history. Referendum 1710, which passed with 81% voter approval, introduces three changes simultaneously. Hard cap at 2.1 billion DOT. The previous model had no ceiling. Annual token issuance ran at 120 million DOT per year, diluting existing holders at roughly 7.5% annually. Under the new framework, total supply can never exceed 2.1 billion tokens. Over 75% of that eventual supply is already in circulation. Emissions cut by 53.6%. Annual issuance drops from 120 million to approximately 56.88 million DOT starting March 12th. The new schedule halves emissions again every 2 years, mirroring Bitcoin's halving cycle. By 2040, projected total supply reaches 1.91 billion tokens, compared to 3.4 billion under the old model. Unbonding period slashed from 28 days to 24-48 hours. This is a liquidity unlock for stakers. The old 28-day lockup was a significant friction point that discouraged participation. The shorter window makes staking more accessible and reduces the opportunity cost of committing DOT to the network. Parity Technologies confirmed a runtime upgrade to version 2.1.0 that introduces the dynamic allocation pool, an on-chain buffer that collects newly minted DOT, transaction fees, core time revenue, and slashing penalties into a permanent account. This pool funds ecosystem development without relying on inflationary issuance. Where TDOT fits in the altcoin ETF race, 21 Shares is not new to altcoin ETFs. Its XRP fund manages roughly $174 million in assets, making it the firm's most successful altcoin product. The company also runs funds for Solana, Dogecoin, and Chainlink. Across the broader market, XRP spot ETFs collectively pulled in over $1.3 billion within their first month of trading. TDOT's $11 million seed is modest by comparison, but the staking yield component could be its edge. No other U.S.-listed altcoin ETF currently generates protocol-level staking income for holders. If the SEC's stance on in-fund staking continues to soften, TDOT becomes a template for yield-bearing crypto ETFs. DOT trades at $1.52 as of March 10, 2026, valuing the network at approximately $2.5 billion. That is a 97% decline from its November 2021 peak of $54.98. The broader market shows BTC at $70,021, so 4.5% in 24 hours. ETH at $2,064, plus 3.6%, and SOL at 87.12, pro 4.3%, with the Fear and Greed Index at 27, Fear. What DOT holders and ETF buyers should watch: the convergence of the ETF launch and the tokenomics overhaul creates a specific set of variables to monitor. Staking yield compression. The emission cut will reduce staking rewards by roughly 50% over the next 2 years. TDOT staking yield will decline in parallel. Investors buying for the yield kicker need to understand that the current APR is temporary. Validator economics. Lower rewards mean some validators may exit the set if operating costs exceed income. Polkadot's Proposal 1711 introduced a growth pressure mechanism directing a portion of emissions toward ecosystem development to offset the incentive reduction, but the market has not priced in whether this will be sufficient. NAV tracking. Because TDOT is not a 40 Act fund, it can trade at a significant premium or discount to its underlying DOT holdings. In the early days of Bitcoin ETFs, premiums ran as high as 40% before arbitrage mechanisms tightened spreads. Low initial AUM, $11 million, makes TDOT more susceptible to tracking errors. The JAM protocol transition. Polkadot's roadmap includes migrating to the Join Accumulate Machine architecture in 2026, designed to turn the network into a decentralized supercomputer. If JAM delivers on scalability promises, DOT's utility and demand profile changes. If it does not, the supply cap alone will not save the token from continued decline. The altcoin ETF pipeline is getting crowded. The broader trend is unmistakable. After Bitcoin and Ethereum ETFs opened the gates in 2024, asset managers have filed for exposure to XRP, Solana, Dogecoin, Chainlink, Cardano, Litecoin, Avalanche, Sui, and now Polkadot. The SEC's evolving posture under the current administration has moved from active resistance to selective approval, and 21Shares has positioned itself as the most aggressive filer in the space. For crypto card users, ETF accessibility matters indirectly. As more traditional investors gain crypto exposure through brokerage accounts, the total addressable market for crypto spending products grows. Someone who buys DOT through TDOT today might explore staking rewards on a card tomorrow. The pipeline from ETF ownership to active crypto usage is longer than direct wallet holders, but it is real and expanding. The question is not whether altcoin ETFs will proliferate. They will. The question is whether DOT's fundamentals, a $2.5 billion network cap, a 97% drawdown from highs, and a brand new scarcity model, can attract enough capital to make TDOT more than a niche product.